You're with Cape Talk.
The organization Undoing Tax Abuse, or OUTA, has recently referred a criminal complaint to the NPA against the Deputy President, David Mabuza, as well as 12 others. And I'm delighted now to be joined on the line from Johannesburg to tell us more about this by Advocate Stephanie Fick. Stephanie, thanks very much for joining us. I did read through the article written by Kevin Bloom on Daily Maverick today, and it was dreadfully complicated. Would you please break down the situation for us in simple terms and explain what accusations are being leveled against Didi Mabuza?
Good evening, and thank you for having me on the show. It basically boils down to, I think what I want to start with is that this happened a few years ago, and along the line there were various complaints lodged at Butler's police station with the Hawks and everybody. And guess what? What happened to all the cases? Absolutely nothing. So while we decided to take it to the investigating directorate, is hopefully, they will take this case, investigate it properly, and then hopefully there will be some prosecutions, because it appears that there was, political interference. Because if you go to some of those dockets are empty. There's nothing in there, which is, it is heartbreaking to realize that, despite laying complaints, that nothing is done.
I'm glad, Stephanie. Sorry, can I just interrupt you? I'm glad that you began by stating that, because I did wonder when I read the article why somebody didn't just walk into a police station and lay a charge like they did in the case of President Cyril Ramaphosa and the Pala Pala saga. And there's a similar question on the WhatsApp line from a listener saying, why are you calling for the deputy president to be charged? Why don't you just go ahead and charge him? So I'm very glad that you laid that out for us.
Yeah, there was various complaints against, various individuals that came together and just made, I think that it was like put it in brackets, a mafia that was going on there with regards to this land restitution scam. So it's easy to say go to a police station, and yes, we are supposed to be able to do this. And I'm not just talking about, civil activist organization like OUTA. Each and every individual out there is supposed to have the the freedom to go to a police station and know that their complaint is being investigated. But we all know, and we've seen the state capture, that is not always the case, unfortunately.
Can you just give us some context to this land scam and what David Mabuza is alleged to have done and what his role is?
So it is the first one is sort of the land restitution scam. So we all know, the buzzwords, land grabs and people wanting land and all of that. But this was about, again, certain individuals that obtained beneficial control of vast tracts of land, and sometimes in a fraudulent manner, and then selling that land at inflated prices to the Land Claims Commission. We are talking about the one farm, the example is, the farm was sold for 1.2 million rand to one of the individuals. And they then got fraudulently someone to look at the form and give a valuation. And then the valuation was 4.5 million rand. And that was then sold onto the Land Claims Commission, who they get their money, out of the fiscus. And instead of a lot of beneficiaries and claimants getting something out of it, a lot, and in various instances, the claimants aren't known, and they didn't really get the benefit out of this land claim. So something that is supposed to be to the benefit of people that were previously disadvantaged, or land taken from them, they used that in a political sense, and then ran the scam and making millions out of the state, and nobody got the benefit out of it. The real claimant. So it's heartbreaking also to think that, this is going on, and that people are, normal people are defrauded that way. What I have to also mention is that, Fred Daniels, who's busy with an enormous case in the Pretoria High Court claiming, damages from everybody, involved in this also tried to make everybody aware of what was going on there. And I think it is important that, you know, because of, I want to say, the political climate that we know is around this, you know, land restitution and all of that, just puts a bad light on what is supposed to happen. And why we say that, you know, our Deputy President Mabuza was involved, there's various factors that point to him being involved, but he was during this period, the MEC, and then the Premier of Mpumalanga, and at some point authorized some payments to one of the individuals that was really involved in this, you know, saying yes to this money being paid out. And very conveniently, when this person needed money, because one of his companies was being liquidated. So it is, again, it's one of those, it makes me think of an octopus with so many tentacles, and it all comes together at the end, and it all points to greed.
Stephanie, you, and when I say you, I mean Outa, lodged this criminal complaint with the NPA on the 5th of December. That was yesterday morning. Now, it's not in any way linked to what's currently going on with the president, is it? Because you've been working on this for a very long time.
Yeah, unfortunately, people for some other reason make the connection. And you know what? One can't, probably can't stop people making assumptions. But what I can say is that, you know, at ARTA, we're passionate about, you know, corruption, combating corruption, and trying to make a difference so that there's a better South Africa for all. But we are short on resources. And compiling this affidavit, which I was personally involved in, took, you know, a few weeks to put together and making sure that everything makes sense and so forth. And it's just, you know, it's a pity that people think that this complaint was late because of the Paula matter. If you ask me, you know, the Paula matter must play itself out. I can only talk from my personal experience, get fed up that politics always, you know, overshadows everything that civil society is trying to do. Everything is not about the politicians. You know, sometimes it's just about, you know, making people aware of the crime and trying to also make the police aware of what's going on. And all we want is reasonable and fair investigations. And if there's not enough evidence, which we believe there is, but if there is not, then nothing will come of it. But we don't want, you know, these types of complaints being, you know, being swept off a table because of political interference. Politicians and the politics in this country is on a knife edge, and civil society needs to understand that they have the power. In actual fact, they need to decide what is going to happen next. And we need to take our voices and our power back. And 2024 is coming, and hopefully we can work in 2024 on electoral system that holds to account the people we vote for, and not vote for a party and then they decide who gets put in place, and then all we see is like musical chairs. You know, people are taken from one position to another.
Stephanie, just very, very quickly before we let you go, have the NPA responded to your complaint?
When we sent this, we sent it via email, and we also alerted them to the fact that we will give them a hard copy. It appears that some individuals inside hasn't personally got apparently the complaint. Hopefully that was rectified in the meantime. But one of the email addresses did say acknowledgement of the complaint. This was not about trying to, you know, say we did it and then put the ID in a bad light. I think it's just, I've also heard the explanation that the server of the ID, you know, sort of looks at things before it goes to the I hope this makes sense. I'm not a techie, but that it's held up before it goes to email addresses. But hopefully by now that position is sorted out, and hopefully they can start the investigations. And if there is a case to be answered, that all the implicated individuals will stand trial.
Advocate Stephanie Fick, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, Executive Director of the Accountability Division at OUTA.